Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio. And my guest tonight is Chili Mullen. He's got a new album out and a new song called Spazzin'. And I'm going to play you a little bit of it, and then I'm going to bring Chili Mullen on. And that is the first song of Spazzin', and they can now. I want to bring Chili Mullen on. Welcome to the show, Chili Mullen.
Hey, how you doing, bro? You could have played a little bit more if you wanted to. Let them hear some of the lyrical content and everything. You know, it's fine. I'm fine with it. You could play, you know, that little paragraph if you don't mind. One verse and have to say spazzy and cut it off. I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem because they could view it and preview it in iTunes anyway. So, you know, it'll be fine. It's all on iTunes. Look up Chili Mullen. Also want to thank my producer, Mikey. You know, Mikey P. Beats also, he did a great job on the beat there, did a very well job in producing the whole song. And I want to say hi, first and foremost, to you, Rob. You're doing your thing. You know, I've been on your show a bunch of times, and it's always been a great experience and just, you know, learning a lot from you and so forth. You know, it taught me a lot in my life.
And you can get this, your song at iTunes, so now I'll play a little bit more of it. And
yes,
we'll go from there. How's that?
Right. That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good.
This is your boy Chili Mullen. 2012 going to 2013. Spazzin', baby.
Can you hear me now like if I was Verizon? I know I'm quite surprising, still got it rising. I guess step, hit force, niggas that I'm slicing. You should know by now you ain't getting piece of my pie. One of you I know is just Canada dry, two peas in a pot. I know it's kinda odd, one of them be claiming that they even good with God. Fake to the fullest, they slit their own damn wrist, one thing they...
And there's the first minute of Spazzin' by Chili Mullen. And then go to iTunes and get it. And did you hear the beat in there, how lively that was and how that actually gets your heart going and your heart will match that. And
oh,
anyway,
yeah.
And Chili Mullen, tell them a little bit about the album and the music.
Okay, well, that song that you guys heard just now was produced by Mikey P. Beats. He did a great job on the song. You guys can find him at Mikey P. Beats 2828, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have him tell you guys a little bit in a few here. But that song was greatly produced by him. That song you guys just heard is called Spazzin'. You can look that up on iTunes, Google Play, Zoom. You guys can also find that also on Amazon. It's all over. And basically, that's a single in itself. Now, the album Conspiracy Theory was supposed to be due out today, but it has been pushed back to January, February due to finalization, remixing, and so forth. But, Mikey P. Beats did a pretty good job on that, and a lot of people so far have been actually buying the single. So Spazzin' is the name of that single, and Conspiracy Theory is the name of the album that will be out January, February, and it will be talking about things in the world that just don't add up.
And, you know, there's a lot of things in the world don't add up. And, you know, just being we're on this, I really need to take a second here and send my from Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio, Chili Mo, and Mikey. I want to send our condolences to the people in Connecticut for the challenges they're facing, and just send a heartfelt warmth of Reiki love to them and help them overcome and expand through this situation. I just wanted to say that. And, you know, how do you feel the music, the video games, Chili Mo, and all the stuff, the high-pressure stuff of the world is actually really involved with this stuff in, with that incident in Connecticut?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because I think it'll only be right. I'm going to list off all those who died real quick, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
I wanted to list them real quick, and I wanted their names to be put out there. It was a sad event. I mean, it's tragic for kids to lose their life. It's so young, also the adults as well. But we got Charlotte Bacon, you know, Daniel Barden, Olivia Engel, Josephine Gay, Anna M. Marquise Green, Dylan Hockley, Madeline F. Husu, Catherine V. Hubbard, Chase Pawoski, Jesse Lewis, James Matoli, Grace McDonald, Emily Parker, Jack Pinto, Noah Bosner, Carolyn Praviti, Jessica Ricos, Abiel Richmond, Benjamin Wilder, Allison N. Wyatt. Now, the thing about that is Josephine just had a birthday on 12/11, and also Noah, he just had a birthday on 11/20. So these innocent kids lost their life, as well as the adults, to a crime that took place in which they say the guy who shot them. I don't like to publicize killer names and all that, and I think the media should stop doing that. We should focus more on the victims and stop publicizing these murders, because a lot of them want attention public-wise and all that, and I disagree on it, so we're going to call him John Doe. I think, as they say, John Doe was mentally ill or something like that. So what I want to say on this real quick, and then we'll get back to it, is that I really feel as though we have that right to purchase guns and so forth and get it registered and whatnot, but what they need to do, and I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today on this, they need to have a safety test as well as a psychological evaluation before allowing guns to go out there. Now, I understand that, yeah, a person could be cool 1 minute and change the next. That's why what you do and what I think they should do is evaluate you every 6 months to a year, reevaluate you to see if you're still eligible to bear arms. I mean, I will be truthful with that. So it's not just the part of safety, regulation tests and all that. I think they should do psychological tests in there as well and keep that going every 6 months to a year maybe, something like that, 6 months or a year, and see how that person is psychologically, because there is psychological tests that you could take. But anyway, passing it back to you right now, dear Rob.
And that's true, you know. And here's the thing. Blaming guns isn't the answer. Sometimes as people, we have to step up to the plate and also take responsibility. And do you think parents being more honest about their children, and with all the psychological help out there, do parents have to start also admitting that their child might need some guidance through some situations?
I think so. I think what the parents need to do is step up to the plate, get ready to bat, and take these kids that need to be evaluated to a nearest mental institute or whatever, have their child evaluated, give them some counseling and so forth, and go for there, because counseling can actually go a long way. But on the same token, it takes that person, that individual, it takes for them to want to help themselves, not just the counselor, because the counselor is there to advise you. But you have to be the one to drink the water. Like, you know, you lead a horse to the well, but you can't make them drink type stuff. They got to be the ones that want to take the counselor's advice and go from there. So parents can play a major part. And when they see their child, you know, acting differently or so forth. Yes, I agree.
And, you know, the thing is you know, everybody, I went to hypnotherapy school, and everybody thinks hypnosis is sleep, and hypnosis, you're going to do things. But actually, hypnosis is a higher awareness. And, you know, there's things out there that we can do. But, you know, the video games and all the violence that the people see when they're young, how do you think that really sets deep in the other, in that person that did the act?
Okay, yeah, they said that how he used to be in the basement or something to that effect, playing video games like Call of Duty and all that military type stuff. Sometimes I think, you know, depending on who you are, it can have an effect on you, on how you develop later on or even develop, you know, rapidly. So I really do think it is a very big influence, as well as music, to a point. For the weak-minded anyway, if you're strong-minded, you're not going to let that stuff get to you. But he could have had a lot going on in his life, and we don't know what the case could have been. But, I mean, I'm really hurt by what happened on Friday. It's just shocking, man. I'm still not over it. It's very hurtful, and it's sad. You know, that's not a cool thing whatsoever. It's just heartbreaking, man. I mean, wow, who would have even ever believed in U.S. history a guy like this would just go inside a school and just start shooting at little 5-year-old, 6-year-old students, as well as adults, but I mean more so the students, the children. They didn't even live a life, really, you know?
And that's absolutely true. But anyway, let's get back to Spasm and the Conspiracy Theories album. And
sure.
So we're here to promote your music and stuff. What do you feel people would get if they sat down and listened to your song, Spasm, and the album Conspiracy Theory?
Okay, Spasm, the whole idea and the whole concept of that is you don't have to go out there and murder people if you got something on your chest. Let it out on your music, people. If you got a talent to where you can rap or you can sing or whatever, get on your album and release the tension. You don't even have to mention the person's name. It's better than going out and taking a gun and shooting somebody and getting 24 with the L or whatever. Get on your album and speak about it. And that's what I did. I got on the record, and I started speaking on how I felt. You don't have to actually go, you know, kill a person or get to fading, you know, like we say, you know, that means fighting a person. Just release your anger out on a record. That's how I feel. On Spasm.
And see, here's the thing. We've been taught to be tough people and hold everything in, and then it becomes a boiling point. When you feel in your music, it helps let that go?
Yes, it does, because if you listen to it real good there, Rob, you will hear that I'm really angry on the mic. You know, people say I sound like an angry mother effer on the mic, and yes, I was at that time when I recorded. And, you know, I've had doubters and stuff, and people say, you're not going to do this, you can't do this, all kind of stuff. And I just let my angriness out on that particular single. And, you know, I felt better after doing so. I mean, I feel like a whole different me. Once again, thanks to Mikey P. Beats. You know, if we may, I'd like him to speak a little bit on how he produced that beat and everything and how he feel, you know, working with me and everything and how he got discovered and all that, if you don't mind. And I mean, the man deserves his credit. He's been doing this stuff for years, and I finally happened to discover him and took him under my wing.
And, you know, that's the thing. You really, you know, as you're building up into your being out into the airwaves and everything, it's kind of unique the way people show up, like Mikey showed up for you and everything. How do you think the universe really pays more attention to God than we even have any idea of?
If you don't mind, you can repeat that question one more time. I had a rude interruption here of a text message. I'm sorry. You probably didn't know I was on radio or whatever, but I'm sorry. If you could repeat it one more time, I'm sorry.
You know, it's kind of funny how when you get ready to do something like that, Mikey shows up and things show up out of the universe just at a miraculous time. It's kind of really unique how the karma and the inertia and the dharma work in the universe. How do you think that helped with your song here?
I think it helps a lot. I mean, the funny thing about it, and it's great, I mean, is how, I mean, how we even connected was off of Twitter. And usually people send me songs and so forth. I'm not even going to lie. And I don't even really click them open or open them or anything because of, you know, viruses and so forth. So I don't never really click on things. You know, in the spirit touched me and was like, you know what? Open up this guy's stuff to see what he's about. I happened to open it, man. The guy got some killer beats, man. And, I mean, this guy should have been in the street long time ago. You know, and I was like, you know what? You're great. Let's work together. Start putting pieces together, man. And this guy's doing things, and everybody is giving a good response to his beat and so forth. So, yes, I do think God connects us all in a great way. And, you know, God led me to him because usually, once again, I just don't get the clicking on stuff because, number one, I might not have time for it. I'm busy responding to my fans because I want you guys to know something. It all begins with God. And then it begins with family and friends, and then it begins with the fans. You always got to remember the fans. The fans is what make us. If it's not for the fans, it's not us. So that's how I look at it. That's how I look at life.
You know, the call-in number is 718-305-6548 to talk to Chili Mo. And are you up to taking the call? We have a 229-854. Do you want to take a call?
Yeah, go on ahead. Hello?
Who's the call? Welcome to the show, and who's calling?
It's Faye Cutter. What's going on?
Hey, what's up
with
you, bro? Yeah, that's a great friend of mine. He used to co-host with me when I did my little radio show and everything. He's another true talent right there, too. And guy got some great material and everything. And hey, I'm glad you called, man. Much love, bro.
Much love, much love.
Yeah.
And anyway, what's that? Do you have a question for Chili Mo, being you two know each other so well?
Oh, yeah, I know him very well.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like,
maybe we
like,
can
like,
get
yeah.
something on you or getting something new out here.
Oh, yeah, he's a great artist, Rob. He's a great artist.
Yeah, I actually rap, too. You know, I rap and sing, but Chili got talent also. You got major talent also.
Hey, I appreciate that, bro. That means a lot coming from you, especially a person that critiques and keeps it real. So I really appreciate that. And you got true talent as well, man. Matter of fact, you killing them. So I'm looking forward for your album and everything to come out, too, as well. As a matter of fact, Rob, he will be collabing with me on my stuff, too, as well. So I want you guys to all look out for that. His name is Spade Cutter. Maybe if you want to give them your Twitter or whatever, man, go ahead and spit it out there.
I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? The name is Spade Cutter, SPADECUTTA. My Twitter is at Spit Courageous. That's at Spit Courageous.
And you can
say that again, Rob.
Oh, no, I just let you finish there. And I was going to. And. You know, Beans, we got you on. Tell him how you feel about State, or how you feel about Chili Mo's music.
I mean, actually, you know, Chili does the same thing that I do. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. Got a little low service here. But Chili actually does the same thing I do, you know what I'm saying, as far as letting your feelings out in your music, because I've lived that lifestyle of violence and gunplay or whatever you may have it. I just rather ease my mind and ease my pain by letting it out on music and letting other people hear it, because maybe one day, the same way he did with Spaz, and somebody might be, you know, somebody may be sitting by themselves at home and thinking about doing something bad, and then they hear it and they're like, they hear the song Spaz and they may be like, you know what? I don't really want to do this to him. Let me just write it down.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
You know, getting it out of you is the way to go. And Spade, I want to thank you for being on the show, and I will go on. We got another caller we want to get to. We want to get to Mikey. So, anyway, I want to thank you for being here.
Hey, much love to you too, Spade. Thank you very much, bro. Much love.
Love that, bro.
All right.
Spade, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And now we're going to bring on Mikey so he can tell you about the producing, and him and Chili Mo together, we're going to open your eyes more to Chili Mo's music. Hello, Mikey, how are you? Welcome.
How you doing, Rob? How are you?
I'm doing really excellent. I got you on my show and Chili Mo, and I just had State. Life just don't get any better than that. So tell us a little bit about producing the music, and how do you feel Chili Mo's music will expand people?
His music will expand because it's truthful. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain people who rap about, like, guns and drugs, sex, like, all of that, and they're not really doing that. But Chili, he's taking it, and everything that happens in his life, he's putting it on a track. And I think more people rap about truthful stuff, the more listeners he will have. And it's going to be a big outcome as time goes on and more people hear more music, more than one song. Spazzin's a great song. His album's going to be outrageous. Just wait till you guys hear this. And he's doing a good job. And that's what I could say.
Well, all right. Thank you, Mikey, and I want to wish you and State both happy holidays.
Thank you.
You too, all. Yeah, as well, Mikey. Is it okay if you put out his Twitter or whatever, Rob?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No,
my Twitter is at MikeyPBeats 2828. That's at MikeyPBeats 2828. Just follow me.
Follow
the movement.
Yeah, this guy right here is good, man. I give it to you, man. You good at what you do, bro.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, definitely. We're gonna go epic in 2013, you know that.
Oh, that's our year. That's our year.
Definitely. All right, bro, much love, much love.
All right, take it easy.
Oh yeah, you too. So that's my producer right there, man. I got much love for that guy. That guy's very humble. Same thing with Spade, humble as well. And you know, I've been knowing Spade for a long time, and they're great. And I think Spade jumping on his tracks, too, will be good as well. So, yeah, I see great things coming in 2013.
You know, I hear some very good things. But you said something in there I really want people to really open their eyes and listen to. Getting your emotions out onto a paper, how does that free you up even write more songs and better songs? Chili Mo.
What it does is, no disrespect to other rappers out there. I mean, like Spade said, him and I are the same, you know, as our we write and so forth. We like to let out our emotions on album and so forth. That's better than a person, especially who got talent and going to commit suicide because they're going through stressful events and so forth. I mean, it feels so good. You just don't understand to go inside the booth and just record how you feel, let it out. It's like, man, no matter what that person says or persons, you just let it out and there's nothing else to talk about. You know, you're of relief. And after I did so, I felt relieved. I'm not even going to lie. I just let it out because it's not good to keep things bottled up inside, as you know, because eventually you will explode and perhaps probably explode in the wrong way. Now, as far as future, the Conspiracy Theory album deal is concerned, that's speaking about things around us, and I'm getting tired of it because people don't know the truth, and the truth is actually being hidden from us all. So, you know, being that I got knowledge as to what's going on around the world and so forth, hey, I have to let it out, you know, have to. And I feel great when I'm doing that because I'm educating others. And, you know, that's the same thing as Spade do that was on not too long ago. He speaks the same thing so he can relate. And Mikey, P. Beats being on the beats and so forth, producing it, I mean, hey, it gets no better.
And that's very true, but how do you feel you know, that the country and people are afraid to talk to people, you know, like a child scared to talk to their mom or their dad because of what was happened before, and they don't feel their parents is open. How would your music get people to open up?
First of all, I think that kids should talk to their mother more and dad, their parents in general anyway, if they have a situation that's going on, getting bullied in school, rather be raped, whatever it may be. A lot of the kids don't want to speak about it because they feel like it's their fault, but really it's not their fault. You have to speak to somebody or it could lead into depression, anxiety, and so forth, etc. But I think my album will influence a lot of kids in the end to open up and, you know, if they have talent as well, express themselves on the album, let it all out. And I think which will lead them to, if they don't have talent to do so, to go and speak to their parents openly. And that's what parents are there for. You know, if any children are actually listening in right now, you want to go speak to your parents about what's going on and you know, get that off your chest. Maybe they might be able to help you, you know, so you don't get into a situation of where unfortunately and, you know, God forbid, you know, you die or something like that. So openly talk to your parents about a situation you have, and more than likely, I know. They'll sit down and they'll listen to you.
And the music is Spasm on iTunes, and the album is Conspiracy Theories by Chilly Mo. And when it comes out, open your eyes to hear the world in a better way. And that's what Spasm and the Conspiracy Theory album will do. Now, Chilly Mo, with all the stuff going on in the world today, how will your music relax somebody?
With everything that's going on in the world today, I think my music will relax a lot of people because they will get a better understanding of, instead of going out killing people and all that, once again, hey, if you're not an artist or whatever, write it down on paper, speak it over with somebody, tell them what's bothering you, don't keep it bottled up inside, let it go. And once again, you know, spazzing, you know, spazzing means, you know, you're going hard on somebody. You're just going in. You're just letting it out. You're just letting everything out. So a lot of people don't even know what the word spazzing means. Spazzing means you're letting it all out. And I'm hoping that a lot of you will do the same and just, you know, be on that spazzing movement.
And, you know, the spazzing movement really is something that this goes along with this radio show, because I've been talking, it's going to expand the world back into prosperity. It's going to take artistic talent and innovative innovation, but it's individuals that will bring us back. Because I really feel corporate America is going to hit a big challenge here. And how do you feel music and art and that is going to be at the forefront of the new expansion of this country and of the world?
I think music will always be at the forefront. I think a lot of people are basically going into doing it underground, indie, so forth, you know, more than major. Major is great, too. I don't have anything against major or whatever. But, you know, I think a lot of people are going independent with it because you make more of your money, as you know. But I think, you know, with changes and everything, music will always be around. Music will never end. Music is just something, you know, relaxing to the mind and listening to the messages that are actually being sent through music. And I think it has a great deal and a great influence to an extent to how a person will eventually act in their life. And it depends, again, once again, on the individual.
We're down to the last minute. And is there anything special people have to do to go to iTunes and find your music? Chilly Mo?
No, it's very simple. All you do is just type in Chilly, C-H-I-L-L-I-E, and then another word, M-O, and you can do the same on Amazon, mp3.com. You can do the same on googleplay.com. And they're on all those, you know, sites. You can also Google my name. Once again, it's Chill, I-E. And then another word, M-O, and you can just Google it or whatever and search it and so forth, and you guys will see it come right up. And
we're down to the last 14 seconds. Give the people Wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
I'll say this real quick. I want to say happy holidays to everybody out there. I hope it may be safe and prosperous. Also, I want to say thanks to Spade, to my producer, Mikey P. Beast. I want to thank you, Rob, for allowing me to come on the show. You know, it means a lot to me. I know you have that book out. I want everybody to go look up my boy book right here. If you could tell them real quick where they can find you, and I already tweeted it out about your books.
It's called Fears, My Friend, and Holiday Wisdom. They're both on Amazon.com.
There you guys. You guys check it out. He's a very good man, and he has a lot of great stuff to talk about. And this guy's a great person, great writer, and all that. Very inspirational. I want you guys to know that.
And Chili Mo, I want to thank you for being here. And I want to thank State and Mikey for getting on with us. I really enjoyed this, and we'll have Chili Mo back, and maybe the other guys will come back, and we'll all have a conversation again. That was very fun. Merry Christmas to everybody in the world. Happy Hanukkah, or however you say it. Happy holidays. And anyway, we'll talk to everybody later. And Chili Mo, thank you, and good night, and thank you all the listeners.
Hey, thank you very much, Robin. You have a very good holidays and all that. And we'll talk before that, too, as well. You have a great one, and God bless. Thank you very much.
All righty. Good night, everybody, and we'll see you Thursday night.